If you're looking for excuses for not being at ease in the now, the only place there is, you can always find them wherever you go. You could say, I didn't come here for bad weather. Not knowing that by attaching that label, that thought, you've taken the weather out of the totality, because within the totality, the so-called bad weather, which isn't bad at all, is inseparable from the beauty that surrounds you here. It feeds it. But mind takes it out and separates one little fragment and calls it something, unaware that it is part of the totality. And weather is only a tiny example of that. You take anything that happens to you, any condition that arises, is part of the totality. And when you judge it, call it this or that, and even call it good, even good weather, why call it anything? It is as it is. If you call it good, then you must have bad weather, because you can't have good weather without bad weather, because otherwise the word good doesn't make sense anymore. And I'm only taking weather as a small example. So these are conditions that arise continuously. If you want to use them, if the mind, the egoic mind, wants to use them for its own purposes, which is to be right, to make something or someone wrong, to enhance your sense of self through resisting and complaining, you can always find excuses, reasons. But they are never the true reasons. There's a beautiful lesson in the Course in Miracles that says, I'm never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. So that, of course, means to be upset is part of the structure of the egoic mind. You're not in touch with the depth of who you are, the essence of your being. You're not in touch with the depth of the present moment, which is inseparable from the depth of who you are. And that's why you're upset. And then little things happen, and you go, oh. Then that permanent state of being upset comes out. It's just waiting to say, ah, that's why I'm upset. Now I know why I'm so unhappy. There's a bug in my bed. So these are... Now I'm not saying the fact that you're here because you are undergoing a transformation of consciousness does not necessarily mean that you are entirely free yet of those mind structures, egoic structures. Because your ability to be rooted within the depth of being, which is the depth of yourself and the depth of the present moment, inseparable. Your ability to dwell within yourself, to rest within your very being. That's the only thing that could redeem you from the state of being upset, unhappy, fearful. That